Welcome to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, your quick briefing on the top news shaping the pharmaceutical and life sciences industry. In today's Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, the Trump administration delays its appeal of the federal ruling blocking RFK Jr.'s vaccine policy overhaul as political pressures mount ahead of the midterm elections. Biogen agrees to acquire Apellis Pharmaceuticals in a deal valued at approximately $5.6 billion. And pharmaceutical executive examines the risk-reward calculus facing R&D leaders in today's volatile development environment. 2 weeks after a federal judge blocked key element of RFK Jr.'s vaccine policy overhaul, the Trump administration has yet to file an appeal, a notably slower response than the White House has taken in other legal challenges to its agenda. According to senior administration officials, the delay reflects ongoing internal deliberations over how aggressively to pursue vaccine politics ahead of November's midterm elections, with the administration's own polling showing broad bipartisan support for childhood vaccines and growing concern that Kennedy's agenda could cost Republicans at the ballot box. Kennedy supporters within the MAHA movement are pressing for a fight, while White House officials have signaled a preference for redirecting HHS toward more politically favorable issues, such as food policy and drug pricing. Biogen has agreed to acquire Apellis Pharmaceuticals for $41 per share in cash, representing an upfront equity value of approximately $5.6 billion and an 86% premium to Apellis's 90-day volume-weighted average stock price. Apellis brings two approved complement therapies to Biogen's portfolio, with Syfovre for geographic atrophy as the commercial anchor, and a contingent value right of up to $4 per share tied to Syfovre, reaching $1.5 billion in global net sales. Finally, a new commentary examines how R&D leadership teams navigate the persistent tension between scientific ambition and portfolio risk tolerance. The piece argues that in today's environment, defined by pricing pressure, regulatory unpredictability, and capital constraints, the ability to calibrate risk intelligently across a pipeline has become as critical a leadership skill as scientific judgment itself. The authors contend that organizations which systematically build risk-reward frameworks into their R&D decision-making are better positioned to sustain innovation through cycles of uncertainty. Thanks for listening to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily. For more updates and in-depth analysis, visit pharmexec.com.